Village markets are thriving in capital cities, giving shoppers a sense of community, artisan products and fresh food to buy. The South Melbourne market turns 150 this month, and after all these years, many still have a strong personal connection to it. An exhibition featuring former stallholders and quirky customers opens today, and our reporter Stephanie Corsetti had a sneak preview.
From dim sims to donuts, the South Melbourne market is still serving up delights and giving the public a place to gather 150 years after it began life as a series of sheds. It's now a multicultural village market. Sophia Andrikopoulos is the co-curator of an exhibition showcasing its evolution.
It means so many things to so many people. It really is an extension of their family. It was a happy place for a lot of people, especially those that have encountered hardships in their lives, mental health issues. They come back to the market and recall their happy days.
The market has transformed into a trendy spot, a world away from the wagons that were once used to deliver produce and live animals to sell. Sophia Andrikopoulos says many prisoners of war escaped camps and set up a new life at the market.
The Australian military, as well as the Association for Refugees, have written letters both to South Melbourne Market and other markets requesting a stall or providing support for a stall holder. So we found some of our Jewish stall holders. That was how they obtained their stalls, and they were sponsored by family to come here.
One of the many former Jewish business owners is Paul Millett, who escaped Europe during World War II. He has mostly happy memories of the market, but did experience some racism.
The people mostly were very nice, but there were some people who resented so many foreigners at the time. There was no multicultural. I did hear, why don't you go back to your own country? It was very popular in those days. Luckily, I could speak English, but the anti-foreign feeling was there.
The 87-year-old sold Australian-made knitwear and women's lingerie before he retired in 2000.
Now, most of the things are imported. Unfortunately, we had very good factories here, knitting, which was the best in the world, like Marinda and Soverano and all these people. They don't exist anymore.
The South Melbourne market also gave Chinese people a chance to set up their own businesses after the gold rush. Port Phillip councillor Andrew Bond says the exhibition has uncovered a fascinating history.
In researching the records of the market, when we go back to the 1920s, we discovered that back then we had an entire row of Chinese traders that made up one entire aisle on the Coventry Street frontage to the market.
In an era of factory outlets, convenience stores and online shopping, the market's manager, Ross Williamson, is not surprised the site is still popular.
It's something that takes us back to back to our roots, I think, where people were in their gardens growing their own stuff and moving that way.
The collection of stories and photographs is on display until the end of the month.
Stephanie Corsetti reporting from Melbourne.